with a bunch of old, road-weary ladies. Sucking on our lozenges. We just played with this awesome poet named Minton Sparks. And Emily just did an impersonation of her, I believe.
Oh, I think I channeled her.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. There's some old weary ladies sucking on our lozenges. All right, y'all. We love Mountain Stage. Just a P.S. And what a lineup. Wow. Patty Larkin slays me, and Wynonna, I didn't even know she was going to be here.
I died that when was crazy. I heard she was going to be here.
Emily died.
Can I tell Lydia? My Wynonna story real quick?
Yeah, please do.
Okay, so
it's so funny.
This is right around, I think, when Wynonna came out with her first solo record, and I was a big fan. I wore a cowboy blazer with tassels on it and a cowboy hat. It was awful. And I stood in line to meet Wynonna after her show, and she was very gracious. She met all these people, and Amy and I just had our first record out, and I was like, "Hi, I'm Emily. I'm from the Indigo Girls, and I'd love to write a song with you someday." And she was very gracious, and she's like, "Okay, Emily from the Indigo." I can't do her accent, but "Okay, Emily from the Indigo Girls. Maybe I'll make you a little guitar string money." Verbatim. And so today, when I saw her, I totally nerded out on her. I'm sorry. She's on her bus, maybe, but...
Did you tell her the story?
I told her the story.
Did you tell her you have some extra guitar strings you can give to her now?
She's a goddess. I don't want to tell her about...
We have a D'Addario string rep that plays with us now, and so there's a plethora of strings all over the place.
I don't need to buy any more guitar strings.
We hooked into the source, the well of stringliness.